with that prayer that the Heavenly Father would open his word. I will read at the beginning of these services from the book of Exodus, chapter 32, 10 verses. The words are in Jesus' name as follows. For they said unto me, for they said unto me, make us gods which shall go before us. For as this Moses, this man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we wot not what is become of him. And I said unto them, whosoever hath any gold, let them break it off. So they gave it me. Then I cast it into fire, and there came out this calf. And when Moses saw that the people were naked, unto their shame amongst their enemies. Then Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, who is on the Lord's side, let him come unto me. And all the sons of Levi gathered themselves together unto him. And he said unto them, thus said the Lord God of Israel, put every man his sword by his side, and go in and out from the gate to gate throughout the camp, and slay every man his brother, and every man his companion, and every man his neighbor. And the children of Levi did according and go in the gate a gate throughout the camp, and slay every man his brother, and every man his companion, and every man his neighbor. And the children of Levi did according to the word of Moses, and there fell of the people that day about 3,000 men. For Moses had said, consecrate yourself today this Lord, and even every man upon his son and every his brother, that he may bestow upon you this blessings. And it came to pass in the morrow that Moses said on the people, ye have sinned a great sin, and now I will go up to the Lord. I shall make an atonement for your sin. And Moses returned unto the Lord and said, O, this people have sinned a great sin and have made them gods of gold. Yet now if thou wilt forgive their sin, and if not, blot me, I pray thee, out of thy book which thou hast written. Some may wonder why we choose portions of the Bible from very far back, especially stories that are familiar to us, such as that of Moses. And that is probably one reason why I chose to speak of Moses here, because Moses' life is very carefully documented. We know the stages of his life. We know all those phases of his life. And from his life, we can learn that we may be surprised by the things that happen in our lives, such as for Moses, when he had to escape and move, being afraid for his life, but this was a new beginning for the life of Moses. And another reason why Moses is important. Is that he gives us a very human picture of himself in the Bible. Despite his important task as a leader of the people, he says how it's somehow sometimes difficult to go in front of the citizens to open his mouth and speak those words which are from God. I think that the prayer of many of us speakers here, that God would speak through our words, those words which are his words. We know that Moses oftentimes approached God, covered his face, and God would speak unto him. And Moses then spoke with Aaron to the people that which God had said. And here is the third reason why Moses is important to us. Because the time which we are living is a time of letting go. We see many sins in this life, sometimes embarrassingly following those things which others do against God's word. Sometimes even bragging about those things of how they have acted against God's word. And here the Moses of the prayer of Moses becomes relevant. Lord, forgive them. That these people act against you, not allowing your word to be heard. But despite this, we pray that the word of God would be heard. And it would be realized that many would repent and turn from their ways, from that way which leads to perdition, and instead would travel with the people of God, traveling on this narrow path, listening to the word of God. This is the third reason why these writings of Moses are important to us. And one thing, when looking through the book of Exodus and the writings of Moses, that comes apparent is that these are the stories of a believing man. And where did this faith come from? We know from reading God's word that every person who has been born onto this earth is saved by God, carrying the gift of faith. But because the world is evil, many fall. Already in the early years of their life, the childlike faith starts to waver. And the teachings of this world make it then easier to give up faith. But Moses had a believing mother. we remember that his greatest prayer, her greatest prayer, was that Moses would survive. The time was not great, and many children were not born. Male sons wanted to be killed, so that the city would not grow. And these people of Moses wanted to be destroyed. But as we remember, Moses was protected in faith and was granted this upbringing, being raised under the king. I do not know why Moses then concluded on this thought, which is written in the Bible, that he saw as a better option to suffer with God's people than to live with ease and in sin in the temple. And his sympathies were always with the people of God. Even though he saw from the temple the travel of the kingdom of God, he never stopped valuing it. But his heart had roots in his believing home. And then after many phases in the middle of his life, he traveled in the wilderness, being faced with a situation where his faith and his trust in God was challenged. Moses, as we remember, in the wilderness, during his travel, saw a burning bush and was wondering of this sight. And he was wondering, although this bush was burning, this it seemed like it was not reducing in size. Normally, when something burns, it reduces in size and turns into ashes. But this was not the case here. An explanation was sent to him when God spoke to Moses, giving him his duty. His duty was to lead this tempted people into the promised land. Faith was so important to Moses that he took this task. Although at first he was doubting if he has the skills to do this task. But God promised to be with him and to give him his help. I think that if we think of this speaking duty, which many of us brothers have here, I think that perhaps many do not experience that one brother would be able to explain the entire word of God. We more so feel that for the part we have, for the small part we have, we open through God, who allows us to speak. And it can be so that unknowingly, us speakers, in some verse or thought or phrase, we can touch in someone's heart or mind to lead them to think and pause by these most important matters, and perhaps even feeling longing of this portion of the child of God. In Moses' life, there was countless situations and challenges. I do not think it was from the easier end either when Moses had to represent his people in front of a leader who, with simple gestures, simple gestures and acts, had the possibility to destroy Moses' life. Giving him challenging tasks. But we know, even in these situations, God came to help Moses, giving him sufficient understanding and strength and patience. Enough so that this permission to leave from the land of Egypt was granted. I think that in the life of Moses, the splitting of the Red Seas was not easy either. When there was the clan of Pharaoh behind him and the sea in front. And in this situation, Moses once again found refuge in the Heavenly Father, praying, raising his hands, and the sea split. And many portions of the Bible, the raised hands of Moses are an important place. In the battle, in battles, he would be granted to survive by the raising of his hands. And when his hands tired, the front would advance and those challenges would come. And that's when those travel friends and his companions were especially an important role. His brothers would come and keep his hands lifted so that the battle could continue. This is a collective matter. Even at this moment, this is not only the motive of the speaker that people would repent. I am sure that the prayer of every one of you service guests is that many would repent. Then we approach this text, Moses' life, moving fast forward. In the travels of the wilderness, there, because as it was very hot, there was hunger and thirst. And for both challenges, God found a solution that satisfied the citizens. Moses hit the rock with his staff, and water flowed out. And then manna was sent from heaven, which they were able to eat. But despite all this, the people were not satisfied. Then they came to a situation where Moses, from the demands of God, he was sent to retrieve those 10 commandments, and Moses acted according to God's word. And then it was quite a terrible phase after in Moses' life when he was on the Mount of Sinai. Which is a parable of the kingdom of God, the mount. When Moses was there for 40 nights and 40 days. The people in this time gave up their faith. The message was spread around in the people that Moses will likely not come from the mount. And the people thought together that we will make our own God. And from this people, all gold was gathered, which was melted and made into a statue. And around this statue, at the same time when Moses was on the mount, the people gathered around the false god, dancing, living a sinful life. Also during this time, those who had given up their faith could very quickly also give up good traditions, starting to live an unbelieving life, as if this striving in faith had never existed. And Moses comes into this situation. They're singing and dancing. When Moses returns, he asks, "What is this about?" And when he hears and finds out what is happening, he gets angry, very angry. And he slams those stones of the commandments onto the ground. And then it begins an even violent debate where God makes a divide of his people and the unbelieving people. The believing people continue, and those who want to correct their matters. Moses says that those who want to follow the commandments of God, come here. Well, now we are reaching our text, because this text says in the first verse, "Hew thee two tables of stone like unto the first, and I will write upon these tables the words that were in the first tables which thou breakest." God did not deny his people even in this time, even though there was a lot of sin, which was not good. But regardless of this, God did not do that. He would erase this whole people, but he gave a new possibility. And in this text, Moses was given the opportunity to climb again to the Mount of Sinai to listen to that which God hath spoken. God had a connection to Moses had a connection to speak with God. He had the desire to listen to that which God had said. In the fourth verse here, and he hewed two tables of stone like unto the first, and Moses rose up early in the morning and went up unto Mount Sinai, as the Lord had commanded him, and took in his hand the two tables of stone. And the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. This cloud, which was above the Mount of Sinai, it was a parable of the presence of God. Always when Moses spoke with God, above him was seen a cloud. And this same cloud presented itself in the wilderness and traveled with them. And during the night, this cloud which led them was changed into a fiery statue, which was easy to follow. Even today we have the prayer that there where God's people gather, where God's Zion comes together, where the Mount of Zion is, that even in our word, we could see the guiding cloud that tells us of the direction that we should travel. Independently, one does not have the possibility to manage this, but the Heavenly Father in his kingdom gives us a unified understanding and a need and a possibility and this skill to speak of those relevant matters of which not all are spoken of in the Bible with the same names. In our time, there can be a difficult and complicated things which require discussion. But when things are discussed in the kingdom, we can reach an understanding together and be comforted in these, in the guidance of the kingdom. We do not, any of us, want to become a kind of leader who, with according to our own will, guiding others to travel according to our own thoughts. But we always want to ask for the voice of the Good Shepherd, the voice of our God in the decisions which we make. What then this, the Lord who appeared in the cloud said to Moses? And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord, God merciful and gracious, long-suffering, and abundant in goodness and truth. If there's anyone amongst you here that your life has traveled on a slippery way, and such ugly things have happened that surely they cannot be forgiven. According to the Bible, it is not so. In the Bible, it is said that even according to many stories in the Bible, it can be shown that all sins can be forgiven in this time. The shortest journey was for the thief on the cross, who, despite his suffering, was able to confess his sins, receiving repentance. When he said, "This man has not done anything bad, remember me." In this situation, the Lord Jesus Christ did not require any acts of him, but simply said that today you are together with me in paradise. And many other scriptures in this services, surely we will hear of the repentance of David. When one very afraid Nathan timidly approached the king and said, "You are the man." When the penitent sinner in this situation, David, can say, "I have sinned against the heaven, against God, and against people." In this situation, nothing is required. No works is required. But it is said to David that the Lord will not remember your bad acts, receiving repentance. And the question is not that his sins were so small. On the other hand, his sins were sins unto death that a person cannot commit without losing his faith. In this way, God, in his word, tells us that a sinful person has the opportunity, even today, to turn from his ways, repenting. And then God continues his speech, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children, unto the third and to the fourth generation. And Moses made haste and bowed his head toward the earth and worshipped. And he said, "If now I have found grace in thy sight, O Lord, let my Lord, I pray thee, go among us." Moses' life continues as a leader of these people. And it was so. That many things happened still afterwards. For example, Korah's rebellion, where the people tired of listening to God, starting a rebellion, saying that we have the capability to lead, creating their own thoughts and teachings, letting go of the humble, of being a humble listener of and child of God, creating their own ways which were not according to God's word. And then there was the accident as a result of this, where the people of Korah were swallowed by the earth, which was surely hard to watch, the rebellion and the end result. Moses was a part of this, these people. And at the end, God said, that not one of you will make it into the promised land. And because Moses was a part of these people, he also did not make it. Only those children's children and children of the children's children were able to go. And those who were asking for the promised land. And there was only two of those inquirers who told the people, Josiah and Caleb, who amongst the only ones of those who traveled, reached to the shore of the promised land. And then we can ask the question, what happened to Moses? Did he make it into heaven? Moses was traveling towards an eternal life, carrying the gift of faith in his heart, trusting God's will. But what happened? Did Moses make it to the promised land? The Bible has a very comforting explanation for this. When some of the disciples went, they were preaching of the way of Moses. So we do not have to doubt if Moses made it to heaven. All of us travel on this journey. There are many different things that happen in our life sometimes. Quickly, sometimes it feels like the road is directly standing in front of us. If we lose our faith or have financial difficulties, there are some challenges, even with my close ones, where it might seem that it is impossible to continue. Then we need the comforting message that even before my birth, in the lives of others, but also in my own life, that each day, even before my birth, is known by God. We do not need to be afraid. There's that fear which Adam and Eve had in paradise, feeling shame. They escaped and hid. But there's also that fear which Abraham had, which is founded in trust. Abraham's fear of God and trust was so strong that in those difficult situations where he had to give up his own son, he trusted that God is guiding him. We know that this ended well, but the trial was difficult. Abraham's trust in God was challenged. It does not matter if you feel fear, a child's fear in front of God, because trust is also a part of that. But you may doubt that, do I have the strength for this journey filled by a confusing world? Do I have the strength to carry the gift of faith traveling in light? Do I have the strength? If you're wondering, if you're feeling this, feeling weak in strength with many doubts, or perhaps feeling guilty that even this morning, because of the heat, I spoke poorly, or because of a hurried morning. All of you with any doubts and burdens of the way, you can believe all of your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. Even in this moment, dear traveler friend, you can believe all of your sins forgiven onto the glory of heaven. At the end of this text we have here, Moses is still doubting, but trusting. That, Lord, if you still want to show your goodness, travel with us. Do we not all have this prayer that the Lord would travel with us, leading us as a cloud? And when the night comes, that you would show us the way as a fiery statue, that we would not have to travel any steps trusting on something uncertain, but that we can find peace and support for the decisions in our life from the kingdom of God, and also asking that we would have the strength to travel with your people. And there are still those miracles where one repents, as here. Let God give us many of these miracles and wonders. Where those working as a slave of sin would be able to believe their unbelief and sins forgiven. But if you feel in this moment that you want to believe, do be it so that you believe, you have the strength to believe. In Jesus' name and precious blood, believe, unbelief, and all sins forgiven. We are under the grace of God, even now. Doubting myself, I want to ask, can I believe my doubts and sins forgiven? I want to believe together with you. In Jesus' name, amen.